folks. Welcome back to the second hour of the Officer Jack McLam program. And a good buddy of mine that I've known for, my gosh, what, 15, 20 years, is Congressman Jim Traficant. Now, I learned of Jim Traficant 20 years ago, 15, 20 years ago. I don't remember exactly when, but I do remember why. There was a sheriff named Jim Traficant, that's him, who went on to become Congressman Traficant, who was a sheriff in Ohio. And the feds had come to town and wanted to seize something like 10 homes without due process. And Jim Traficant wouldn't let them do it. He told them, no, you go give these people due process, let them go through the system and confront you on the issues that you say they owe money to the federal government and everything, and give them due process, and if they lose, you come on back here and I'll help you take their homes. But right now, get out of town. That was Congressman Jim Traficant. And as a cop in Phoenix, Arizona, that really shocked me. It really shocked me because, as most of you know, the sheriffs today receive millions and millions of dollars every year from the federal government to keep them in their pocket. And Jim Traficant wasn't in the pocket of the federal government 15, 20 years ago when he was just a sheriff in a county in Ohio. Just the opposite. He was there to defend and protect the people of his county, which is what the sheriffs are supposed to do. So he couldn't get that out of his blood, and he defended the wrong person in Congress, and now he's been railroaded into prison something like 6 years ago, something like that. And here's a letter that one of our patriots have received from him. He sent Jim Traficant, Congressman Traficant, a Christmas card into prison last December, and Brother Jim wrote him this letter. He said, thank you. Thank you for thinking of me and my family. Life is hectic and fast-paced. And for you to have thought of me and then to stop and take time from your precious life to write me is an honor. And once again, I thank you. Most people who write me say they cannot understand why the government targeted me with such a passion. Jim Traficant was honest, folks. A stand-up guy. He's the one that used to be on television as they'd ridicule him, saying, beam me up, Scotty. You remember that? He would say, beam me up, Scotty, and talk about some of the horrendous things the Congress was doing and the federal government was doing right there on the halls of the Congress. Well, he goes on to say here, most people who write me wonder, they can't understand why the government targeted me with such passion. Every rumor and innuendo that any political opponent would plant and foster became public and before long developed into an indictment without any physical evidence at all. And that's true, folks. I remember the trial. There was no physical evidence against him. It was all innuendo and lies told by the government to get rid of him. Only the testimony of subjects who were able to avoid jail by fabricating falsehoods against me were allowed to testify. And that's the way they do it, folks. They pay these guys, and many times criminals themselves let them out of prison and so forth for lying against you when they're trying to railroad you into prison. Lies and half-truths, he says, became facts and ultimately became a 10-count indictment against me. My evidence that would have proved they were lying was not allowed to be presented in court. Remember, folks, our newsletter we have here, that's one of the things in our newsletter, I'm pulling it out right now, that you need to have, folks, the Spring 2006 Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter on constitutional issues, where we list 12 ways in which an evil government agent, judge, and prosecutor railroads you into prison. 12 ways we got there. Be right back after this break.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world? Jesus answered them, You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280, or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Yes, folks, I would love to have you write to our dear brother Jim Traficant, a great sheriff that protected the American people, and a congressman, too, that protected the American people, and that's why he's in prison. He wouldn't go along with the payoffs, the $1 to $2 million a year being put in the pockets of all the congressmen and senators by AIPAC, or IPAC, whatever you want to call it. I call it AIPAC, the American Israeli PAC, that takes that $4 to $12 billion that you and I pay out of our paychecks into the hands of the Zionist communists there in Israel that run Israel, and they give AIPAC back several billion dollars to fund into the pockets of our congressmen and senators to make sure, and also state governors, to make sure that they vote for everything for the Zionist communists that run Israel. And Jim wouldn't take that, so he was immediately an enemy of the Zionist communist state of Israel over there that's run by Gentiles that aren't even Jews, folks. And we have all the proof from our good brothers and sisters of Jewish extraction that are in the military and law enforcement. Give us all this information and tell us about the evil Zionist controllers over there in Israel and how they're not even Jews. They're Gentiles that call themselves Jews. And the Holy Bible speaks out about that too, folks, that there would be Jews that call themselves Jews that are not. And our great Jewish American brothers and sisters in the military and law enforcement give us this information to share with you. Okay, let's go back to our dear brother James Traficant, though. He says here that they did get a 10-count indictment against him by lies and half-truths that were called facts, and he was not allowed to put in his evidence that would have proven they were lying, either before the Congress or the federal court. They wanted to railroad him into prison. However, I know why I was targeted, he says. I was not afraid of the government, and I had learned too much. And by the way, the government, folks, today is the neocon Trotskyites that run the White House and the military and the Congress and the Senate and the Supreme Court that are, like I say, are dual-passported American citizens and Israeli Zionist citizens, okay? That's who the federal court is, or the government is today that he offended. However, I know why I was targeted. The beginning of all this was my first trial in 1983, when I became the only American in history to defeat the U.S. Justice Department in a RICO case, pro se, representing myself and me not even being an attorney. They were terribly embarrassed. The straw that broke the camel's back, however, was when I proved that John Demjanjuk was not the infamous Ivan the Terrible of the Treblinka death camp in Poland. Stop just a second there, folks. You remember when the Zionist communists came over and snatched John Demjanjuk, I don't know, D-E-M-A-N-J-U-K. Is how you spell his last name, Demjanjuk, whatever. But they snatched him off the streets of America. He was a worker. I think he worked in the car manufacturing place here, in companies here. And they just snatched him and kidnapped him and took him to Israel to try him for Ivan the Terrible of the Treblinka death camp in Poland. Well, information got to our dear brother, James Traficant, Congressman Traficant, that this guy wasn't the guy, and proved it to him, that he wasn't the guy. So he went to bat for this John Demjanjuk, okay, and proved that he wasn't Ivan the Terrible. He says the government was stunned and shocked that I would stand up for this guy. The real Ivan was 9 years older, taller, had black hair, and a scar on his neck. His name was Ivan Menchenko. My investigation, in conjunction with John Demjanjuk and his beautiful family, proved not only that John was innocent, but also that the Justice Department knew he was not guilty, even before they took him to court in Israel. Shame, shame. They lied to the court, gave false testimony, and presented false witnesses, knowing that he would be put to death. What a shame. Our government is a bunch of liars. The Justice Department then came after me with revenge and with passion. I lost my respect and my faith in our government at that time. Because this case was too sensitive, Congress would not even hold a hearing on my evidence that proved that John Demjanjuk was not Ivan the Terrible. Congress, all of them, that is, at the time, turned their back, worried about their own re-election and the powers of the Zionist communists in America. The Democrats were in charge then, and they knew of my investigation in Congress, hoping I would abandon it. I did not. I sent my findings to the Israeli Supreme Court, and they had no choice. They released John Demjanjuk that they had kidnapped. In fact, they delivered him to me at the airport in Tel Aviv, Israel, and I personally brought him home along with his son, his son-in-law, and Israeli bodyguards. I am proud of what I did. No one else in the House or the Senate would have even talked to this family. Afraid of media power and the vindictiveness of the Justice Department. But even today, John Demjanjuk is still being persecuted. What a shame. The government agents that destroyed Demjanjuk's life should be in jail themselves. That was just the tip of the iceberg. When people saw what I had done for the Demchuk family, they came to me with unbelievable information. The information was so powerful that it was hard to believe, and the government knew I was getting sensitive information that could damage the American people's confidence in their own government. People came to me with facts about Waco, Ruby Ridge, Pan Am Flight 103, Jimmy Hoffa, and the assassination of President John F. Kennedy. It may all sound far-fetched, but I do know what happened to Hoffa and to JFK. The government knows that I know, as though they had to ruin my voice and destroy my credibility before the American people. I may yet divulge this information if I can get the proper forum to do so. As you know, I was the dreaded enemy of the IRS. My legislation in the last IRS reform bill changed the burden of proof law to the IRS. Because before that, you had to prove that you were innocent in a tax court. The burden of proof was on the taxpayers. The IRS said you owed this amount of money, but the IRS did not have to prove it. Unbelievable in America. Now that the IRS has to prove their charges because I got this burden of proof law passed, the following statistics tell the true story. Comparing 1 year before the changes to 1 year after. Number one, wage garnishments dropped from 3.1 million on the American people to 560,000 on the American people. Once the IRS had to prove that the people owed the money before they garnished their wages. Number two, taxpayer property liens dropped from 680,000 to 161,000 the next year because the IRS had to prove that the taxpayers owed money. Foreclosures on individual family homes dropped from 10,063 to 57 foreclosures by the IRS. Unbelievable, folks. That's right. That's right. Only 57 homes in all 50 states. Fact is, the IRS was seizing our homes, over 10,000 every year, when they had neither proof nor rights to do so. Remember, folks, I said that the sheriff of our dear brother here, who was the sheriff in Idaho, made the government leave when they wanted to seize 10 homes in his county and told him to go away till they could prove that these people had due process. Well, he was still doing it in the Congress, folks. Congress allowed the IRS to intimidate us and frighten us. Think about it, and then maybe you can begin to understand why I love America but hate the government, and why the government hates me, a congressman. The Justice Department had to get rid of me, but I'll be damned if I would back down. Sorry about saying that word, folks, but it's written in his letter here. He said he would not back down. America is in trouble, not from without, but from within. The central government has gotten too powerful. Citizens fear their government. This is wrong. This is dangerous. I know the government covered up and promulgated lies about Ruby Ridge, Waco, and Pan Am Flight 103, about Jimmy Hoffa and JFK. The government knew I was right when I called Janet Reno a traitor. Butch Reno sold us out when she refused to investigate a $10 million payoff to the Democratic Party from a general in the Red Chinese Army, no less. Think about it. $10 million payoff to the Democratic Party from a Red Chinese general. And the government knew that I had known why Reno was forced to betray America. I'm proud that I tried to do something about it. Someday the truth will come out. I hope China never attacks us. Many of you have asked what you can do for me. I do appreciate this very, very much. You can help my family, please. Here's where you get your pencil and paper, folks. I want to give you this information on how to help our dear brother Jim Trafficant, okay, who's been in prison, railroaded into prison by the evil tyrants and traitors in our government. Be right back.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103. And let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
I tell you, it's just great to have a congressman like Jim Trafficant, and to see him put into prison for him standing up for America and standing up for the American people just breaks my heart. I mean, it just makes me so angry, and it breaks my heart, folks. I hope you'll write to our dear brother, Congressman James Trafficant. Okay, I'll tell you how to do that here in just a minute, but he's asking, please help his wife, okay, his family. Help my family, he says. They're having trouble because the breadwinner, of course, is in prison, Congressman Trafficant, for something he didn't do. So if you have your pencil and paper, here's how to get a hold of the family, okay? His wife is named Tish, T-I-S-H. So it's Mrs. Tish, and Trafficant is spelled T-R-A-F-I-C-A-N-T. T-R-A-F-I-C-A-N-T. And she's living, the family is living, at North Main Street, North Main Street, and I didn't know there was a Poland, Ohio, okay, but there is, and it's in a town called Poland, P-O-L-A-N-D, Ohio, 44514. Mrs. Tish, T-I-S-H, Trafficant, T-R-A-F-I-C-A-N-T, 429 North Main Street, Poland, P-O-L-A-N-D, Ohio, 44514. He says, thank you for remembering me, for thinking about me, and for caring. God bless you, Jim Trafficant. Now, to write to Brother Jim himself, folks, here's his address in federal prison, okay? And remember, the man is totally innocent of what they charged him with. I went through this case with him when they were prosecuting him and persecuting him, and it was all lies. And they hired people to come in and lie against him. They had criminals come in, testify against him that they gave breaks on their sentences to. And they truly would not allow him to put in the evidence to prove his innocence. So they just railroaded him right into prison, folks. Here's how you can write to our dear brother, Jim Trafficant. You have to put his name down right and his registered prison number right beside it. Okay, folks, here it is. James A, that's the middle initial, is A, James A, Trafficant, T-R-A-F-I-C-A-N-T, Junior. And you got to get this right, folks, because the prison loves to persecute him and any prisoner by sending it back if you get one jot or tittle wrong. So you got to get it right. Okay, James A. Trafficant, Junior. And then his federal prison number, you can put the little number sign there beside his name and put this number, 31213-060. Once again, 31213-060. And then on the next line, put Federal Medical Center. All right. Yes, too, folks. I forgot to ask you to please pray for him and his family, too. Jim is having some medical problems. They got him in the Federal Medical Center. So do pray for his health, that he'll be healed, and pray for his family, too. But let me go back to the address now. On the second line, put Federal Medical Center. Federal Medical Center. And then the next line is PMB. And there's a dot after every one of those, P dot, M dot, B dot. And that's 4,000, not 400. I got my zeros wrong here. PMB, 4,000 rather, Rochester, and that's spelled R-O-C-H-E-S-T-E-R, Rochester. And I can't remember if it's Maine or Minnesota that's MN, but just put MN. And that's 55903-4000. And I'd put all of that, folks, because they may send it back to you because they hate this guy, James Trafficant. Okay? And if you get it wrong, they'll send it back to you. Once again, the last line is P period, capital, by the way, it's capital, capital P, capital M period, capital B period, 4,000, Rochester, comma, MN. Now, I can't remember if that's Maine or Minnesota. I don't know. But it's MN, 55903-4000. 4000. Okay. And also, Jim, his family's having financial problems, folks. And he needs money in the prison to buy things from the canteen that he needs in prison to take care of himself.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
I'm going to let you contact James Traficant yourself, Congressman James Traficant, and tell him hello from this old cop, Jack McLam. Always admired that man so much, because he's a great American. And he wasn't afraid to stand up against the evil tyrants in government, and now he's in prison, probably for life. I don't remember what he was sentenced to, but it was a lot. I know that. So please, let's draw close to him. Remember, the Holy Bible tells us we should visit those in prison. It's awful hard to go to Minnesota for a lot of us at the Federal Medical Center there to visit him personally. And so let's visit him by mail. God will bless you for that, folks. And James can tell you about his canteen contributions, okay, how to get money to him so he can buy toothpaste and different things that he needs, medicine and so forth there. And so that would be wonderful, folks. I hope you'll do that. And Jim is, there's few around like him that would stand up to all the powers that be in this nation, the horrible powers that come against you if you stand up for the American people. And so honor him and write to him and tell him thanks for all he did, and ask him what you can do for him, okay? We send him our Aid and Abet Police Military newsletter out of here as a contribution to him. He doesn't have to pay for it just because we love him so much. So I hope you'll do that for him. Okay, folks, if you'd like to call in today, we got a half an hour left. If you'd like to call in, the number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443, if you'd like to call in and talk about anything today. I want to remind you, too, we have some tremendous, absolutely fantastic Jewish police officers and soldiers that we work with. But you know that. You know that our police and military have people of all religions, all races, all creeds, basically, in police departments and in federal, state, and local police, and in the military. Now, I'm an old Vietnam veteran from the Vietnam War era, and now a disabled cop from the sixth largest city in the United States, Phoenix, Arizona. And I truly love all my brothers and sisters in uniform, and I truly love my Jewish brothers and sisters that are coming forth with truth about the Zionist communists that control Israel today and telling us that they are not God's chosen people, and they're not. Steve Wahlberg wrote the book. Remember his book, End Time Delusions? Steve is a Hollywood producer, a Christian Jew. Wahlberg is spelled W-O-H-L-B-E-R-G. And in his book, End Time Delusions, he proves in seven different ways that 1948 was a phony return of Gentiles calling themselves Jews to Israel. And that it's not true, that it is not the biblical return of Israel to the Holy Lands. And he proves that seven ways in his book, End Time Delusions. I hope you'll get a copy of that, folks. Just put Steve Wahlberg in the search engine of your computer and put End Time Delusions. Push the button and you'll come up with his website. I think it's White Horse Media. He says that he named his website whitehorsemedia.com because Jesus is going to return on a white horse. He's got a beautiful picture of a white horse with Jesus riding it on his website there as the heading on his website, but it's whitehorsemedia.com. Get a hold of his book and hear what a Christian Jew has to say to dispose of all the lies we've been told in this end times. And he explains it very well right from the King James Bible. I'm bringing this up, folks, because I want to remind you that a couple years ago, Ariel Sharon, the Zionist communist Gentile that called himself a Jew, but he's not, made the statement that he yelled at his people just like Boy George Bush yelled at his people in the White House, "Don't bring up the Constitution to me. It's just a GD piece of paper. Don't bring the Constitution up to me." They were scolding him about doing things unconstitutional, and he yelled at them, "Don't bring up the stupid Constitution to me." He didn't say stupid, but he said, "Don't bring the Constitution up to me. It's just a GD piece of paper." Well, Ariel Sharon did the same thing. He got mad at some of his administration saying to him, watch out, be careful what America does. And he screamed at them, "Israel controls America, and the American people know it." And they said, don't say that. If the Americans ever heard that, they would be very, very upset. But he said it again. He says, "Israel controls America, and the American people know it." Well, that's not true. The American people don't know it. But here's United States Senator William Fulbright. All right. He was a senator for 30 years, I think it was, something like that. He's no longer there, Senator William Fulbright, to my understanding. But when he was there a few years ago, he said, Israel controls the United States Senate. Around 80% are completely in support of Israel. Anything Israel wants, it gets. He goes on to say, Jewish influence in the House of Representatives is even greater than in the Senate. United States Senator William Fulbright. So, it's true, folks, but when you say Israel, folks, we're not talking about the Jewish people. We have great Jewish people in law enforcement, the military that I work with. And they tell us that you're not, when you say Israel, you're not talking about the Jewish people. You're talking about the communist Zionists that are mostly Gentiles that run that state over there. Okay, so when you say Israel controls the United States, folks, what Senator William Fulbright is saying is the evil communist Zionists who control Israel control the United States. And that's called the neocon Trotskyites here, folks. That's what they call them in the United States, the neocon Trotskyites that control the Congress, the White House, the military, and the Senate, and also the Supreme Court in America. So just thought I'd share that with you. Let's see if I have any callers. Let me refresh my screen up here. I do. Yes, we have Mike in Maryland. Let's go real quick to Mike in Maryland. Welcome, Brother Mike.
Yes, thank you for taking my call. I always enjoy listening to your show because I always get information I can't get anywhere else.
Well, but thank you, brother.
Thank you very much. I want to ask you a question. Why haven't they gone after Ron Paul? Because Ron Paul, I would imagine, is just as big a threat as Mr. Traficant is, you know?
Well, they have, brother. They have over the years. They really have. When he came out and tried to pass the bill to get us out of the United Nations, man, they came down on him. And everything he's done, they've been after him. But he refuses to take the $1-3 million under the table from AIPAC every year, and so they can't control him, you know. And he doesn't take any of these junkets to Israel. You know, they're always right now. Before we come back into session, almost every congressman and senator, it seems like, is going to go to Israel and be treated, wined and dined over there by the communist Zionists. And he refuses to take any of these paid-for junkets, always has, never has. And so they don't know how to control him.
Because there's always strings attached.
Right.
Well, let me ask you a couple more questions, if I may.
Uh-huh.
Why did Israel, I can't even pronounce the guy's name that you mentioned, why did Israel go after that guy from Michigan, you know, who was innocent? Why didn't they go after the guy that was, the real Ivan the Terrible? Why would he persecute an innocent person?
I don't know. That's a good question. But they wanted to get some publicity, and they wanted to have a victim. You know, they wanted to have a bad guy, and so they snatched him. But even James Traficant couldn't understand why they took him. I guess because he was from that part of the country in Poland. And he was the closest thing they had. I guess they couldn't get a hold of the real guy, or maybe the real guy isn't even alive anymore, the Ivan guy, you know, that we talked about in the account. But James Traficant didn't even know why they went after John Demyanchuk, you know, so we don't know that point.
Well, okay, thanks. Well, the other day you mentioned the fact that because I know you get credible sources, and you know you're a very credible source yourself. But you mentioned the fact that our government back in the '60s bribed or encouraged or cajoled black pastors to incite violence in the cities. Well, what would be the purpose behind that?
Well, boy, I'll tell you, there's a whole big. If you go on the web, and I didn't have the web at the time, I was learning from our black police officers and soldiers about what this civil rights movement was all about by the communists here in the United States. But there was all kinds of ins and outs about it, and they had to get the black pastors on their side, and they managed to do that. And there's all kinds of reasons why they wanted the black pastors on their side, and we just don't have time to get into that whole story today, Mike. But
okay.
If you go on the web, and also, I think, what's that pastor's name that has that black organization I had him on my show here. Man, the name just escapes me right now, but he's always coming out against the black pastors that are basically communists today, that are running the black, or say that they speak for the black population. Almost thought of his name there, almost. I'll think of it probably before the show's over and mention it on the air.
Oh,
but
okay.
Anyway, he knows all about how the communists ran the program of the civil rights in America and why they did it. There's a book put out by a communist in Britain, you may remember that he so stated that in America the communists would cause the blacks to rise in popularity in the movies, in sports, and the reason they wanted the blacks to raise in popularity among the sports people and the movies and all was so that they could intermarry with the whites, and that the man Israel Cohen was his name, in his book Project for the 20th Century or something like that. I can't think of the name of the book exactly, but he said in there that the communists wanted the blacks to intermarry with the whites to deliver the whites into their hands. And so there's a lot of evil behind that civil rights movement that the blacks didn't even know. I've got just thousands of black friends down in South Phoenix, grew up with blacks in Washington, D.C., who had no idea about all this. They thought that Martin Luther King, who was a very evil man, as you might have heard, that he was sleeping with other women and having horrible parties and very unfaithful to his wife and everything, was controlled by the Communist Party, even a communist trained in communist training camps, and we have pictures of him there, training in these communist camps, there was much behind this to bring America under the communist control as it is today. You know, so it's a true, we could do 10 hours on that and still not cover all of the reasons why the communists wanted the black pastors to be in their pockets. And so Jesse Peterson, that's the pastor's name. Go to Jesse Peterson on the web and pull up his website and get a hold of Jesse. And, man, he knows all about the civil rights movement and all the evil that was being done here by the communists in our nation to deliver the blacks and the black pastors into the pockets of the Communist Party. So that's about all I can say today,
okay,
Mike.
Thanks.
I've got a lot of callers on the line. So anyway,
okay.
God bless you, brother. Thanks
all right,
for calling
it.
In. Okay.
You have a good day.
Okay. Let's go to George in Florida right away. George, Brother George, welcome to the program.
Just to update, Jesse Lee Peterson's website is www.bondinfo.org.
That's it, Bond, B-O-N-D, right. Yeah, and give that one more time, would you?
www.bondinfo.org.
Oh, thank you so much, brother. Yeah, I had him on, and I've since buried his paperwork here in my office. I'm not quite sure where it is. So, George, thank you for giving that to us.
Yes. You know, when you talk about juries,
yeah.
About 1993 to 1995, I did serve on a jury. And I don't know if I told this on your radio show, but it was a parents accused of molesting their daughter because a daycare worker, while the parents were at work, said, "Has any of your parents touched you in your private parts?" Well, yeah, when you give a kid a bath, you know what I mean? They don't.
Right, yeah.
But anyway, these parents were arrested. And when it went to trial, what the state did, they coerced this little girl. They would not let her go to the bathroom. They wouldn't get her food until they gave the disclosure. Well, this came out in court. The judge threw that out. Any evidence of the parents, exculpatory evidence, was thrown out in court.
Uh-huh.
And when we went back to deliberate, the judge sat there and said, "You base your verdict on the evidence that he allowed in."
Right.
Well, we did not know, but one of our juries that was the foreman was a retired JAG officer.
Ah.
This JAG officer says, we can vote our conscience. We do not have to follow the judge.
Whoa, wonderful, wonderful.
And he told out in deliberation, he said, that could be any one of us.
Yeah.
These parents cannot get a lawyer because they had a lot of assets and they couldn't get a public defender, which probably would have been bad. But we deliberated for 1 hour, and we all came out not guilty. And when we went back in the courtroom, this couple were sitting there crying because they thought they were going to go to prison.
Right.
When we said not guilty, you know, they were shocked. They said, we basically said because the judge would not allow you to bring in evidence that would exonerate you.
Right. Yeah.
And I said, and the thing is, when you got all this evidence, it's as a juror, it's hard to put the genie back in the bottle.
Truly is. Yeah. And say, ignore that. Yes. As the judge likes to do, he says, ignore that, but I wish more jurors did what you did, brother, and don't ignore fact, you know. So praise God. It's nice to hear of a win once in a while. In our newsletter here, the Founders' Plan for Preventing Tyranny in Government Without Bloodshed, we have all 12 ways in which they psychologically...
Have secretly... you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Folks, we're running out of time real quick. We got several other callers here, but George, I just want to say thank you from all of our listeners out there and all America for you standing up and doing the right thing in court. That's why we published our 12 issue or 12 issues in there as what we've seen as cops in courts of how the judge and the prosecutor form a criminal conspiracy against who's on trial to secretly manipulate the jury's mind, as was done to you, by withholding evidence, withholding witnesses, manufacturing evidence. And praise God, brother, you saw through it, and thank you for that.
Jack, I just want to say for the sheriffs, with Greg Pound and his situation, we're looking at with the sheriffs and the judges and the prosecutors failing to do their job and doing criminal conspiracies. We're looking at attaching their bonds, putting liens on their bonds. We're going to try to throw up every stumbling block.
Yeah.
And that's what we have to do. If you can't muzzle them in court, it's because sometimes it's coming to the point you can't go muzzle to muzzle in the courtroom. You're going to have to go to the back door. You're going to have to. Every judge, every sheriff, every cop who gets into this conspiracy with helping seep DC up, grab children without due process, without rules of evidence, attach their bonds. Because here's the thing is, if you attach every deputy's or cop's bond, they cannot get in the patrol car and patrol the streets until that bond is clear.
Right.
If you do that enough,
very true.
The sheriff and the police, he's going to find it. He got no manpower.
Yeah.
You got a bunch of cops standing around and can't do nothing.
Right. Hey, George, I got to run real quick here, brother. Okay?
All right. Thank you, Jack.
God bless you for your service and activism. God bless you. Let's go to Alan in Utah real quick. Alan? Oh, refresh the screen. Let's see here. Who we got left here? That's it, huh? That's it. Okay. We had a couple callers drop off. Sorry about that, my friends. Wish I could have got to you. Anyway, folks, we had a lot more to share with you today, but we just run out of time once again. I want to give out our address here at Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter because you may want to contact us and get a copy of this people knowingly exercising their rightful courts in the courtroom, okay? Write to us here at Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter, and you can do that very easily by just putting an A and A, capital A, the and sign, and a capital A on the envelope. Send that out to HC11, like Hotel Charlie 11, Box 357, Kamiah, Kamiah, Idaho, 83536. That's HC11, like Hotel Charlie 11, Box 357, Kamiah, Kamiah, Idaho, 83536, and ask us for our Spring 2006 Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter on constitutional issues, but it's all on the jury system. And, folks, you need to read that before you serve on jury duty, so that you can't be tricked by the government agent judge and the government agent prosecutor to railroad people like Brother James Trafficking into prison. You read this newsletter and you'll begin to see when they have a political prisoner before you that they want you to railroad into prison, and you can't be used to do that once you read this newsletter, folks. So get a hold of us. If you'd like to have other information on us, go to my website, okay? It's Police and Military Against the New World Order. Police and Military Against the New World Order. Put that in a Google search and just Google it, and Jack McLamb, MC, capital LAMB, and you'll come up with our website, which is Police and Military Against the New World Order. God bless you, and God bless Republic Broadcasting Network. Support them. They need your help.
It's true.